Good afternoon. I'm Colin Worthington reporting from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom for Gretna Communications radio stations. Carroll County, Harrelson County, Villarica, and Bremen on Monday joining the city of Carrollton by prohibiting public and private gatherings of more than 10 people when outside of a household or a unit, and call for social distancing of at least 6 feet when outside of one's residence. Each of those rules do have a number of exemptions. Villarica's decision came as an executive order delivered by Mayor Gil McDougall. McDougall stating this is not a decision taken lightly. The environment we live in is changing hourly, and the city of Villarica will continue to make timely decisions to protect our citizens and staff. The ordinances also insist that places where food is offered, they be limited to takeout orders only. In Carroll County this morning, when asked by one commissioner to discuss enforcing the temporary laws, Carroll County Commission Chair Michelle Morgan said she's hopeful that local officers will not have to be faced with that.
Really hoping that those listening and those of you as commissioners, as you continue to talk with your constituents, just please reiterate the importance of the social distancing so that we don't have to resort to measures that none of us want to go with.
And the resolutions signed in Villarica and Harrelson County also call for all bars, gyms, parks, private social clubs to be closed. Meanwhile, Tanner Hospital officials on Monday say at this time they are set when it comes to health workers' personal protective equipment, that being the N95 masks and disposable masks, but they don't know how long that will last. In an effort to preserve the life of PPEs, Tanner officials are working with the Southeastern Quilt and Textile Museum in Carrollton and West Georgia Quilters Guild on the Sewing Masks for Heroes project, which is seeking 3,500 washable face masks made out of 100% cotton fabric. Any colors, any prints. Director of Volunteer Resources at Tanner Health System, Jeanette Wheeler.
These masks are being designed so that they could be worn over the N95 for protection, but also to just help to preserve the integrity of those. We put out the request to develop a prototype, and we did that on Friday. And once that prototype was approved by our infectious disease specialists in our nursing department, we put out the call on Facebook and have had an overwhelming response.
And if you would like to help, visit the Southeastern Quilt and Textile Museum Facebook page for detailed information on the approved pattern, supplies, and drop-off locations. Reporting for Gretna Communications, I'm Colin Worthington.